This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد. Inshallah, I mentioned that, inshallah, because Ramadan is coming, we want to speak about the rulings of fasting and the rulings of Ramadan. So, and the reason being is, of course, in Islam, when we do something, we have to have knowledge. Everything is based on knowledge and not just doing anything the way that we want. Because when we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because we worship Allah the way Allah wants us to worship Him, and we also worship Him sincerely. I mean, we do it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we do it the way that He wants us to do it. And if we don't fulfill those two conditions, then our actions and our acts of worship will not be accepted. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بَعْدَ نَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. This verse in Surah Al-Baqarah was revealed in the second year of the Hijrah. This is the obligation of fasting. And this came right before the battle of Badr. And of course we know that the battle of Badr was there in the second year after the Hijrah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this was also the same time, similar time, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed the Qibla. The Qibla of the Muslims was towards Bayt al-Maqdis, towards Jerusalem. Then it was also changed. And this was the time in which the Muslims, this is the year also that the Muslims, of course, defeated the Meccans at the Battle of Badr. And that was in the month of Ramadan. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this verse and revealed the obligation of fasting just before it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O ye who believe. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls upon the believers. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, you know, when somebody calls you, you listen. You listen. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is calling us. These are the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is calling us, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu. And Allah and Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, he said, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, اسمعوا وعوا. Listen, everybody, stop what you're doing and listen and try to take in what is being said. Because it's either something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to do that will benefit you, or something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to forbid you from doing that would be harmful for you. And so listen when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells you to do something and when He calls upon you. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, calling the believers, Kutiba alaykum as-siyam. Fasting has been prescribed upon you. When you say kutiba ala shakhs, kutiba alaykum, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it obligatory. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written this for you. Meaning Allah, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu kutiba alaykum, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this something that is obligatory. And what is obligatory? Something that is obligatory is something that if you do it sincerely for the sake of Allah and you do it correctly, then Allah will reward you for it. But if you don't do it, then you are deserving of punishment. If you don't do it, then you're deserving of punishment. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, kutiba alaykum as-siyam, kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum, la'allakum tattaqun. Just like he prescribed it to those before you. Why? La'allakum, perhaps, maybe, in hopes that you can acquire taqwa. In hopes that you can acquire taqwa. So what is taqwa, and what is the purpose of this, or what is the purpose of our fast? It is to help us refuel ourselves with taqwa Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The God consciousness and the awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wherever you are. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, kutiba alaykum as-siyam. O ye who believe, fasting has been made obligatory for you. Has written for it, just like it was given to those before you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions here that Allah did give and did made it obligatory upon those before us. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about that here in Surah Al-Baqarah. And before these verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Bani Israel, about the Israelites, how they were with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about their situation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the title of the surah itself is Surah Al-Baqarah. Why is it Surah Al-Baqarah? Because of the story of Al-Baqarah, the story of the cow. And what is the story of the cow? What is the lesson in the story of the cow? The lesson in the story of the cow is you have to have taqwa. That you have taqwa is obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Taqwa is God consciousness to Allah. God consciousness and being aware and being and having fear in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so the purpose of the fast is to help us to be aware. Aware and to have taqwa. Those before us, they fasted. And they were ordered to fast. But for many of them, their fast did not benefit them. The only thing that they did was they fasted, and all they achieved and acquired from it was hunger and thirst. They didn't get anything else from it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is calling upon the believers. I ordered the people before the fast, but many of them did not benefit from this fast. They didn't acquire the purpose of the fast, which is taqwa. And so the first thing we have to realize, we have to know, understand, Allah says, Kutiba alaykum as-siyam. First, why do we fast? Why do we fast? We have to check our intentions. Many people, when Ramadan arrives, they say, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, the month of fasting is here. Inshallah, I can lose weight now. Why did they fast? Why do they fast? They fast because they want to lose weight. They fast because they want to lose weight. And if you fast, you might lose weight, but most people in Ramadan don't lose weight. That's the problem. It's the month of eating. The month of, instead of fasting, becomes the month of feasting. Because during iftar, you make up for what you didn't eat and more. So you end up even more eating more. So what is the purpose of the fast? And why do we fast? We don't fast because we want to lose weight. Maybe that's something that's secondary. Yes, you might lose weight, and there's a lot of good health, there's a lot of reasons for it, and there are a lot of health benefits for fasting, for those who know about intermittent fasting. A lot of people fast, and they fast not because Allah ordered them to. They fast because they want to look good. They want to lose weight, and so they fast. So they fast, and they're not Muslims. Non-Muslims also fast. But why do they fast? They fast for ulterior motives, because of another reason. And so if we fasted for that reason also, that's all that we're going to get. You might get those benefits, but for a believer, Allah says, "Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu kutiba alaykum as-siyam." Fasting has been prescribed upon you, made it obligatory upon us. And we fast because Allah ordered us to fast. We fast, the first reason is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered us to fast. Not because of any other reason. Whether we know the reason for it or not. Whether we know the wisdom behind it or not. We fast because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered us to fast. That's the main reason. If Allah orders, and that's what Islam is. Islam is surrendering to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah ordered us to fast during the month of Ramadan, and He has made that obligatory upon us during the month of Ramadan, then we do so because Allah ordered us to do so. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, "Man sama Ramadan imanan wihtisaba ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi." Whosoever fasts the month of Ramadan with true faith in Allah, imana, wihtisaba, seeking the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, he will have all his previous sins be forgiven for. And so the month of Ramadan is the month to lose sins, not the month to lose just weight. It's the month to lose sins. So if you fast because Allah ordered you to fast, notice Allah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, "Man sama Ramadana imana." What's imanan? With faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You believe in Allah. You fast because Allah told you to fast. Because you're a believer. You're a Muslim. You believe and you surrender to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why you fast. I fast because Allah ordered me to fast. So whoever, man sama Ramadana imanan, with the belief in Allah, faith in Allah, wahtisaba, and why do we fast? We seek reward from Allah alone, meaning sincerely. You do so sincerely, ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi. All of his previous sins will be forgiven for. All of his previous sins will be forgiven for. So here there are two things, two aspects of this. Why do we fast? And who do we fast for? We fast because Allah ordered us to fast. And we fast for the sake of Allah alone. Not for anyone else. Not for anything else. We fast because we seek the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ihtisaba means we seek the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't want any other reasons or any other motives, or it's just for the sake of Allah and for the reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to those who fast. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, kutiba alaykum as-siyam, kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum, la'allakum tattaqun." So that you may have taqwa. So that you may have taqwa. Surah Al-Baqarah. Surah Al-Baqarah. Anybody know the theme of Surah Al-Baqarah? The stories in Surah Al-Baqarah? What's the thing? What is the common theme in Surah Al-Baqarah? Taqwa. It's taqwa, but what is it? What's the common theme here? The common theme in Surah Al-Baqarah is obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and responding to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's call when He calls upon you. If you look at every single story, Every single story, the stories in Surah Al-Baqarah and the verses in Surah Al-Baqarah are about surrendering to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are about answering the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Prophet Ibrahim, for example. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Prophet Ibrahim, Prophet Ya'qub. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the building of the Kaaba. What is the theme here also? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ. And remember when Allah, when his Lord said to him, أَسْلِمْ, surrender. قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ I surrender to the Lord of the universe. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Prophet Adam alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the creation of Prophet Adam. Allah ordered Prophet Ibrahim, whatever Allah ordered him to do, he does it. Obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, doing it for the sake of Allah, surrendering to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered Prophet Adam alayhi ordered the angels. Right, from the very, very beginning, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Adam alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the creation of Prophet Adam alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ وَاسْتَكْبَرَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ أَبَى وَاسْتَكْبَرَ وَكَانَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ And we said to the angels, وَاسْجُدُوا لِآدَمْ وَاسْجُدُوا لِآدَمْ Prostrate to Adam. فَسَجَدُوا And the angels فَسَجَدُوا They prostrated. إِلَّا إِبْلِيس Except for Iblis. أَبَى وَاسْتَكْبَر He refused. And he was arrogant, proud. He was proud. He refused and he was proud. وَكَانَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ And surely he was amongst those who were disbelievers. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about in Surah Al-Baqarah about the cow during the time of Prophet Musa alayhi salam. وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ أَن تَذْبَحُوا بَقَرَةً قالوا أتتخذنا هزوا قال أعوذ بالله أن أكون من الجاهلين And remember when Musa said to his people, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ أَن تَذْبَحُوا بَقَرًا Allah has ordered you to slaughter the cow. And so they said, قالوا أتتخذنا هزوا Are you joking with us? Are you taking us as fools to slaughter a cow? قال أعوذ بالله أن أكون من الجاهلين. I seek refuge in Allah that I be just like you guys who are foolish and who are ignorant amongst the ignorance. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders the theme in Surah Al-Baqarah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered the angels to prostrate and they prostrate. Allah ordered Iblis to do the same and he rejected. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered Bani Israel to slaughter the cow and they hesitated. They hesitated and they also questioned the reason why. And they started asking foolish questions because they did not want to. They did not want to. They did not want to slaughter. And they kept on asking questions and questions. And finally, they started, it became so difficult for them that the cow that they were supposed to slaughter, they could barely find the cow. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it more difficult upon them when they kept on asking more questions. فَذَبَحُوهَا وَمَا كَادُوا يَفْعَلُونَ And they did so, but they barely did so. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about what? Speaks about them. And He speaks about a people. He speaks about Bani Israel. And He speaks about those amongst the people of the book who changed the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَوَيْلٌ لِلَّذِينَ يَكْتُبُونَ الْكِتَابَ بِأَيْدِيهِمْ ثُمَّ يَقُولُونَ هَذَا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ And woe to those who used to write the book with their own hands. ثُمَّ يَقُولُونَ هَذَا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ And then they say that this is from Allah. لِيَشْتَرُوا بِهِ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا Just so that they would, with it, to buy something of a fleet, something that's very, very little, of that little benefit. فَوَيْلٌ لَهُمْ مِمَّا كَتَبَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ And woe to what they have written. وَوَيْلٌ لَهُمْ مِمَّا يَكْسِبُونَ And woe. Cursed is that which they have taken in. I mean, the benefit that the benefits of this life only. They sold this dunya for the benefit of this life. Why? Because they didn't have taqwa. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered the Muslims, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders the Muslims to fast, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, kutiba alaykum as-siyam. Allah has written for you the fasting, just like He gave to the people before you also, the fasting. But did it benefit them? For Bani Israel, it didn't benefit them. For many, it did not benefit them. But the purpose of it is to give us taqwa. They were given fasting so that in hopes that they would acquire taqwa. Why? Because if you fast properly and you fast correctly, then inshallah you will have taqwa. But if you don't fast properly, then you won't have taqwa. And what do I mean by fasting properly? Because when you do an act of worship, if you understand what fasting really is, then you will benefit from it. But if you don't understand what fasting is for and why you're fasting and how to fast properly, then you won't benefit from it. And that's why the first thing we have to realize and we have to learn about is how to fast the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to fast. Because fasting isn't about just abstaining from food and drinks. It's to help us abstain from everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited. The first thing that we abstain from and we think about every time we think about fasting is food and drinks. Everybody is in need of food and drinks. Everybody is in need of food and drinks to survive. Without it, humans cannot survive. But if we can abstain from something that we need for our own livelihood, then if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibited us from doing something that we don't need and it's not good for us, then it should be easier, right? And so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said in Hadith al-Qudsi, he said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, As-siyamu li. As-siyamu li. Fasting is mine. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, fasting is mine. What does that mean? And then the other narration mentions As-sawm kullu 'amal ibn Adam, kullu 'amal ibn Adam lah. All of the deeds of the children of Adam are his. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says kullu 'amal ibn Adam lah illa as-siyam fa innahu li wa ana ajzi bi. All the deeds of the children of Adam are his except for fasting, for it is mine and I will reward it and I will give the reward for it. What does that mean? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says all the deeds of the children of Adam are his except for fasting, for indeed it's mine. Everything that we do is for the sake of Allah, right? Our prayers, our sadaqah, hajj and so forth. But the scholars have mentioned when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Hadith al-Qudsi, this Hadith al-Qudsi, it means that everything that you do, you can show off. When you do it, sometimes riya is mixed with it. But with fasting, you can't fast unless you're sincere. You can't fast unless you're sincere. Why? Because first of all, fasting is not just a few actions that you do for a small amount of time. No, it's the whole day. From dawn to sunset. That's a long time. Most of the time, nobody's with you the whole day. There are times when you're going to be by yourself. And there are times in which nobody can see you. You're by yourself. And there are times in which you're doing things, even people see you, they don't know what you're actually doing. So like say for example, you tell someone to fast. If you tell someone to fast, whether they fast or not, you don't really know. You can't look at a person and say, I know you're not fasting. Or I know you're fasting. Or I know you're not fasting. No. You see his face, he might be hungry, right? Pretending to be hungry, make a face like he's hungry. And you might think he's fasting, and you might force your child to fast or someone to fast. You say, son, you have to fast. And if he doesn't want to fast, what's he going to do? When you're not watching, he's going to look for food. Or, even if you try to follow him, when he's making wudu and he's rinsing his mouth, what's he going to do? He's going to drink. I'm just rinsing my mouth. He's going to drink. And are you going to know? No. Who is the only one who will know? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So even for us, when we're fasting, and you're making wudu, do you swallow? Even if your mother doesn't see you, even if your friends don't know, even if the people next to you don't know, why don't you swallow the water? Because you know that Allah knows that your fast is worthless. Your fast equals zero. The only thing you're going to get from it is you're going to be able to drink this water. And as for the fast, it's not going to count. You even know that. Can you trick Allah? No, you can trick people. You can deceive people. You can hide things, but you can't when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's all aware, all knowing, all seeing. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows if you swallowed on purpose, that you yourself also know that the fast is not valid. You have to make up the fast later on. So you have to be in a state of consciousness where you're conscious, where you're aware. You don't do it because you know that it won't count anyways. And that's why fasting is specific for Allah, that you cannot force someone to fast. Anyone who fasts properly, they're doing so because, inshallah, because they are able to, because they're conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So like the non-Muslims, when they fast, right? They say, oh, this is intermittent fasting. I'm going to fast. I'm not going to eat or drink. And then somebody says, you want to try this? And he says, okay, I'll just try a little bit. He says, if you look at him, he says, no, I'm still fasting. I just ate a little bit. Right? It's not going to affect him health-wise. He's just eating, one bite. It's not. He's still fasting. Islamically, he's not fasting. Right? When you're fasting, you don't eat anything. You don't drink anything. And so, it's only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That means Allah will, وَأَنَا أَجْزِي بِهِ. And I will be the one who will reward it. I will be the one who will reward it. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, in another hadith, in another narration of that hadith, also from Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, he said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, كُلُّ عَمَلِ ابْنِ آدَمْ يُضَاعَفْ الْحَسَنَةُ بِعَشْرُ أَمْثَالِهَا إِلَى سَبْعِ مِئَةٍ ضِعْفٍ. All the deeds of the children of Adam are multiplied by 10. So if you do a deed, if you think about doing a deed and you end up not doing it, you'll still get one reward just for having the intention to do it. And then you decide you don't want to do it. But you had the intention to do it first, and then you didn't do it. You still get one reward just for having that intention, even if you end up not doing it. But if you do it, how much rewards do you get? You get tenfolds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiplies it. كُلُّ عَمْلِ ابْنِ آدَمْ يُضَاعَفُ الْحَسَنَةُ عَشْرُ أَمْثَالِهَا الْحَسَنَةُ عَشْرُ أَمْثَالِهَا إِلَى سَبْعِ مِئَةِ. From 10 to 700. So some deeds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiplies it by 10 up to 700 folds. Allahu Akbar. The least of which is you get 10. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala up to 700 times. So let's say you give $1. You give $1. What are you going to get minimum? 10. And if you're sincere, if Allah sees, because $1 is different for some people, right? For some of us, $1 is it's not much. For a person who is in college, $1 is a little bit more, right? Hungry students. And for someone who has $1, and that's what he's going to use to buy maybe his lunch. And then he sees his brother more in need of it. Says, I'm going to give him this $1. I'll just skip lunch for today. I'm going to give him this dollar. That dollar is a lot for him. So maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiplies, not 10. Maybe later on Allah will give him $700. Right? So he gave to the masjid. Some brothers, mashallah, Allahu Akbar, they raised their hand. Who wants to help with the masjid? And the brother says, the person who, you know, the fundraiser is saying, well, $10,000. Who's going to start? It's $10,000. And the brother goes, $10,000. He raises his hands, $10,000. MashaAllah. Everyone goes, MashaAllah. MashaAllah. $10,000. No. You know, you don't have $10,000. Some people don't have $10,000, even your account. That brother, maybe he's a millionaire. Like $10,000 to him is nothing. Right? $10,000, he makes $10,000 in 2 days, maybe. Right? And it's $10,000. And everyone's like, mashallah. That's nothing. Well, it's good. But there might be a brother. You're going down the fundraiser goes, who wants to give $5,000? And he's thinking, I only have $7,000 in my bank account. And then he hears that Allah will pay him back. He says, $5,000 I'll give. MashaAllah. He gives $5,000. He says, man, I only got $2,000 in my bank account left. You know, that's enough for my rent. Alhamdulillah, I just try to work harder next month. You know, make it back up. The $5,000 he gave, even though it's less than number, but it's significantly more to him, because it's more than 50% of what he makes. If the other person were to give that much money, it would be he would have to give $500,000-$600,000, not just $10,000, right? So maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiplies that $5,000. He's just not going to get how many? 5,000 times 10. The minimum? He's going to get $50,000, right? But maybe it's going to be more than that, because he's not going to get $50,000. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may multiply that by 700 folds, because he actually needed it and he's giving it for the sake of Allah. So up to 700 folds. إِلَى سَبْعِ مِئَةٍ ضِعْفٍ. Allahu Akbar. 700 folds, 700,000 times 5,000 is how much? 700 times? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to make him a millionaire. Right? That night he doesn't realize it, but he's going to become a millionaire because of what he did that night. He's going to be a millionaire. He's going to catch up to the other guy who gave $10,000, right? And he's going to catch up to him because of what he gave, $5,000 that night. Allah will multiply what he has many folds. And so the deeds of the children of Adam are multiplied by 10, up to 700 folds. قال الله عز وجل. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so the Prophet explains first. What does it mean? What does it mean? This is fasting is mine and I will be the one who rewarded. This is what it means. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, قَالَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. Allah says, إِلَّا الصَّوْم. Except for fasting. فَإِنَّهُ لِي. Because it is mine. وَأَنَا أَجْزِي بِهِ. And I will be the one who will give the reward. Do you know what that means? Not going to be just 700 folds. There's no limit. There's no set limit. It's not about 10 or 700 or 500. There's no numbers here. If you fast, and you're sincere in your fast, because people's fasting is different. One guy fasting, he's hungry and thirsty, and he goes, man, I'm so hungry and so thirsty, let me just make myself forget about fasting, go play video games. So he plays video games the whole day, and he's fasting. Right? But he wants to forget the hunger and thirst. And another person is fasting, and they're not just fasting from food and drinks, but he's trying to do all that he can, recitation of the Quran, making dhikr, giving charity, and he's going out helping other people. His fasting is not the same as the other person's fasting. His fasting, and there are some who are fasting, they're hungry and thirsty, but they're committing sins. They're backbiting. And they're going around, wasting their time, looking at that which is haram, listening to that which is haram, going to places that are haram, doing things that are haram, but he says, you know, it's Ramadan, I have to fast. So the only thing that person gets is thirst, being thirsty and hungry only, nothing else. So two people are fasting, it's the same, but the fasting itself is different. And that's why I mentioned last time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Indeed, those who do righteous, who believe and do righteous deeds, كَانَتْ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتُ الْفِرْدَوْسِ نُزُولًا. They will have Firdaus as an abode. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا لَا يَبْغُونَ عَنْهَا حِوَلًا. They will abide therein forever. And they will not want any change to transfer from that or do something. No. Allah gives them the highest level in paradise. They believe and they do righteous deeds. Belief in doing righteous deeds, that's your ticket to Jannah. But not everyone enters Al-Firdaus. What is the difference? The difference is the mercy of Allah. And how do you earn the mercy of Allah? By trying to perfect your worship of Allah. Al-Ihsan, excellence in your worship. You fast and someone else fasts. But the two people who fast, the reward is very, very different. Why? Because of how you fast. Somebody could be fasting and from food and drinks only. And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah says, "Illa sawm fa innahu li wa ana ajzi bi." The amount that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you will not be, there's no equivalent. There's no limit. There's no limit whatsoever. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was asked. He was asked, tell me of a deed that I can do that I will enter me paradise. And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, عَلَيْكَ بِصَوْمٍ فَإِنَّهُ لَا مِثْلَ لَهُ. He said, عَلَيْكَ بِصَوْمٍ عَلَيْكَ بِشَيْءٍ. When you hold on to it, do this often. Fast often. عَلَيْكَ بِصَوْمٍ. Hold on to fasting. Make fasting your character. Hold on to it. That means continue fast very often. فَإِنَّهُ لَا مِثْلَ لَهُ. Because there is no equivalent to it. What does it mean, no equivalent in what? No equivalent in the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No reward, no equivalent in the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when the person who fasts, يَدَعُ شَهْوَتَهُ وَطَعَامَهُ مِنْ أَجْلِي. He abandons his desires and his food for my sake. So when you're sincere and you do everything for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you do everything for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu rewards you, and the reward is so great that it's different from the other types of reward. It's different from the other types of reward. And some of the scholars have mentioned, in terms of the reward and the benefits of the fasting on the Day of Judgment, Sufyan ibn Uyayna rahimahullah, one of the great scholars of the past, he said, إِذَا كَانَ يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ, on the Day of Judgment, يُحَاسِبُ اللَّهُ عَبْدَهُ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will judge his servant. I mean, will hold him accountable. Will judge his servant. وَيُؤَدِّي مَا عَلَيْهِ مِنَ الْمَظَالِمِ مِنْ سَائِرِ عَمَلِهِ. And of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will judge him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of all the, you know, وَيُؤَدِّي مَا عَلَيْهِ مِنَ الْمَظَالِمِ مِنْ سَائِرِ عَمَلِهِ حَتَّى إِذَا لَمْ يَبْقَى إِلَّا الصَّوْمِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will يُؤَدِّي مَا عَلَيْهِ مِنَ الْمَظَالِمِ. That means, you know how sometimes some people, if you oppress others, then you have to pay them. And if someone oppresses you, that wrongs you, then on the Day of Judgment is the day in which everything becomes, you know, just, where justice prevails. And the ultimate justice and the complete justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that anything that you do, if any deeds, whatever it is that you harm other people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will, if you harm someone, you'll pay. And if someone harms you, they'll pay also. حَتَّى إِذَا لَمْ يَبْقَى إِلَّا الصَّوْمُ يَتَحَمَّلُهُ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ مَا بَقِيَ مِنَ الْمَظَالِمِ وَيُدْخِلُهُ الْجَنَّةِ بِالصَّوْمِ. He said, until there's nothing left of all the deeds, you know, when you're speaking about, except for fasting. Whenever there's any negligence or defects in your deeds and so forth, except, and so whatever, when if you have fasting, you know, like, let's say for example, when it comes to fasting, and you still owe people, right? And you have fasting, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of it. Take care. Let's say you have, you know, it's like somebody who has debt, right? You have debts. Okay, this one, you have debts, and so what will happen? Okay, you backbit this person. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take your fasting, right? Will take your fasting. Or not your fasting, take your prayers, and your sadaqah, and your charity, and your mikhaj, whatever it is, because you hurt the other person. So it's like giving them good deeds. All your good deeds are being given left and right, left and right, left and right. Right? Because you hurt other people. Right?
Hopefully.
Yeah. And so now you don't have anything. But you have fasting still left. All the other deeds, like, man, I didn't do enough. I harmed more than other people. Yeah, and there's still some more. You still have some more. But the only thing you have is fasting. Because you have fasting. Fasting itself is so great. Sufyan ibn Uyayna, he mentions that. Now you still owe people. You don't have anything left except for fasting. And your deeds are going to be weighed. Right? In other words, you don't have any money except for, here, this is fasting left. This is fast. You know, some people, they have different types of, you know, treasures and so forth. You are in bankruptcy court, right? You're in court right now. You owe this person, okay, you got to sell your car. You pay up this person, you sell your car. Okay, that's it. Now you don't have a car. Wait, your house, how much is it worth? But you owe this person this much money, you got to sell your house in order to pay. So all in term on the Day of Judgment, it's not about cars and houses, it's about deeds. So you have everything that's already, you're like, everything that you did, it's like it's going away, giving it to people left and right. And you have nothing left, you have fasting still left. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, you still have fasting, you still owe other people. I'll take care of all of that for you because of the fasting. That's how much your fasting is worth. It's unlimited. It's not about one, how much. How much do you owe? 1 million? 2 million? Whatever it is, it's going to take care of that. Whatever it is that you owe, it's going to take care of it. Alayka bisawm. So fast. فَإِنْهُ لَا مِثْلَ لَهُ لَا عِدْلَ لَهُ. There's no equivalent to it in terms of reward. In terms of reward, what does that mean? But not every fast is the same, and so you might think this is worth 700, this is worth 10. Imagine having a limitless bank account. You can owe people as much as you want. You can always imagine, you know, like let's say you owe people, right? Okay, this one, but you have a money printer. Does it really matter if you have a money printer? How much you owe? How much I owe you? Just click it. Let it print. 700,000. That's it right there. For you. For you. For you. Like Oprah Winfrey, right? And you get one. You get one. Fasting. There's nothing like it. There's nothing like it. And that's why. And this is what the scholars have mentioned concerning فَإِنَّهُ لِي وَأَنَا أَجْزِي بِهِ. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says, إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّى الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّى الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Allah will reward those who are patient without limit. The reward that they'll get is limitless. And fasting is a form of patience. إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّى الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's order is to fast. The reward of fasting is so great that there's nothing like it. When you're sincere, all your previous sins will be forgiven for your fast. مَنْ صَامَ رَمَضَانَ إِيمَانًا وَاحْتِسَابًا غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمِ مِنْ ذَنْبِ. The reward of fasting. So the month of fasting is coming. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Fasting has been prescribed upon you, just like it was prescribed upon those before you, so that you may acquire, so that you may have taqwa. And what is this taqwa? That you're fast. That's what we need. That's the fuel for our success in this life and the hereafter. Because when you're fasting, some people when they fast, it's only hunger and thirst. But you fast for the sake of Allah. You fast to help you be conscious of Allah. So you say to yourself, why don't I eat and drink even though I need food and I'm hungry and my body is calling for it? You know, when your stomach is hungry, your body is saying, give me some food. Your stomach is saying, give me some food. And your throat is dry and it says, give me some water. And you say, no, not yet, until the sun sets. Then we can eat and drink, but not at this time. And so you're conscious. And every time you make wudu, every time you think about eating and drinking, say, no, not yet. And you're able to stop yourself and be patient. So the next time, even when you're by yourself, you stop yourself. So the next time you're alone, if you're used to fasting, you say to yourself, and your body and your nafs is saying, do this, look at that. Do this haram. Drink that which is haram. Go hang out with those people and do the haram. Then you say, no. Even when you're by yourself and your nafs and the shaitan pushes you, you just say, no. Even though there's nobody there to watch you. And you say, no, Allah knows. Allah can see me. You're aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. And that's one of the benefits of fasting. The reward is great, and the fruits of it is Jannah. The fruits of it is taqwallah. And taqwallah leads to Jannah. And it leads to sincerity. And so that's why when we fast, Don't just fast from food and drinks. Your eyes have to fast also. Don't look at that which is haram. In fact, look at that which is pleasing to Allah. Listen to that which is pleasing to Allah. Do all that which is pleasing to Allah. Be in places that are pleasing to Allah. Hang around with people that will help you to remind you of Allah. And so fasting should be not just abstaining from food and drinks, abstaining from everything that's haram. Staying away from all that which is haram. And so fasting gives you patience. And patience in Islam, the reward for it, إِنَّمَا يُوَفَى الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. That the person who fasts, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward him without any accountability, without limit. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward him so great that there's nothing like it. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to witness the month of Ramadan. Allahumma balighna Ramadan. Allahumma balighna Ramadan. Allahumma balighna Ramadan. Oh Allah, help us to witness the month of Ramadan and fast for your sake therein. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the best of this world and hereafter, and to teach us that which benefits us and benefit us from that which He has taught us. Wa jazakumullahu khairan wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.